to another edition of Leading and Growing Your Real Estate Business. This is Coach James Short, aka Shorty, to another episode of the podcast show. And today we have the mover and the shaker and everything in between. We have the legend himself, Clint Rance from myvideoproducer.com.au. This guy, oh my gosh, he's seen it all. He's seen from his history of working with spending many years working with major music acts like Kiss, Nicki Minaj, The Killers, Christina Aguilera, designing and incorporating special effects into their touring productions, to his second incarnation, which is all about video. It's all about taking people on a journey to another place, telling a story and creating an emotional connection. Now based in his beautiful home of Port Macquarie on the mid-north coast of New South Wales, his goal is to create an amazing experiences for his clients, producing videos that turn their brands into rock stars of their industry. So check it out, myvideoproducer.com.au, and he's going to share with us a little gift later on the show, so make sure you tune in for the whole episode. Mate, it is so good to have you on the show. Thank you for tuning in. How are you, buddy? What's been happening?
Oh, not much. Truly living the dream. Sunny Port Macquarie is very easy to do.
It is, right? It is. You know, like I love what you do, and I love the result that you get with clients, and I've seen so much of your work, and it's so inspiring because you really are telling a story. You know, could be telling a story of someone's home, an agent themselves, a brand themselves, or a business that they're in. And it's just, mate, what was the realization for that second incarnation? What was that light bulb moment for you?
The second incarnation for me came through family and the need to be back in Australia. You can imagine, I've been to 2008, we did 38 countries alone. So my life was the road. When my then fiance told me that she was pregnant, I was like, okay, cool. We're going home and we're going to move somewhere and do something else. And this was what we came with.
Wow. Wow. And so that was in 2008. So fast forward to now, like what a journey that has been. Like where's the business now for you? Like tell us a little bit.
So we're
more
at
about
the point
that.
Now we're running, well, we thought it was going to be a little thing that it was just me do in between school hours. But now we're basically, we've taken on Shangri-La Resorts, Asia Pacific. We're running a team of varying between 10 to 12 pending contractors at times, and just constantly running, and it's become all on great, good projects with good people.
So true, right? So important. And we'll unpack that in a minute. But I remember going back in 2008 when I launched my coaching company within the real estate space and talking to a couple of agents back then saying, mate, you got to jump on video. You got to start doing some video. And it's like, oh no, it's never going to go anywhere. You know, it's not going to take off. It's like, dude, get on it. Like get on it now, because then you'll be the forefront. What, tell us that journey around video within the real estate game and how much has it exploded over these last few years?
Well, it's gone crazy in the way that the platforms have in a lot of ways. The short form informational content is a lot more prevalent than it was before. Everyone used to think when video with a real estate agent was just about that shiny profile video. And don't get me wrong, you do have to have a video that does tell your story and who you are for them to like and know you. But you've got to have something to attract them to you in the first place. And that's generally your wealth of information shared correctly. Then leading through to the social proof part of get the testimonials. So if you get that funnel there happening for it, it works, but it's a multi-pronged approach. Don't just think that one shiny video is going to automatically bring the return on investment that you might have seen in that 15 years ago.
Yeah, so true, right? So true. And taking that into, I guess, the next level, you've had access to many different agents out there who are getting video and doing it well and doing it right. What are those things that those agents are doing well in relations to video? What, tell me a bit about that. What are those, you know, rock stars? Why are they being rock stars in the video space in getting that out there?
There's a lot of them that will, they understand it's not ego. And they understand that it's more about providing information and having that building brand awareness. They've realized that even 5 years ago, you could make a short video, put it on Facebook ads, and guarantee leads. It's not the case so much anymore. Video is more of a brand awareness thing now. So it's taking the time that it's the slow burn. It's not the fast burn that everyone used to think it is. Invest in it longer term, but be consistent, and that's where you'll see the growth that the agents that I believe do it well, that's how they do it.
Yeah, I love that. And let's unpack that consistency piece. What does that actually mean? So what you see out there, what does the consistency piece mean? Is it once a week? Is it once a month? Is it once a day?
That
What's that
number's
sort of
different for
response?
everybody because it's what can you keep up with? I can tell you, like, ideal world, if you're watching the algorithms and what some of the people are saying nowadays, it can be post up to 4 or 5 times a day. But don't go and do it for a day and then go, I hate this, I'm done. I don't believe that that's the right method at all. I post every day, but I'd want to. I'm a content production company. I'd be worried if I couldn't. But it's one of those things of if you can only put out one short video a week, put out one short video a week. And it can be something as simple as, hey guys, this is the open homes I've got on this week. And take 2 minutes to do that quickly. If you want the short things, what's one funny thing that you encountered this week that could be educational to somebody and help them answer a question that they're searching?
Love it. And I think that's the rule of peace is, which you've mentioned a couple of times, is providing that value, right? Providing that value piece of, it's not just about you sending, it's all about you, that ego piece, but it's like, what's one or two things that you could add value to that audience who is watching your head on the video that you can provide something worthwhile to the viewer? Is that sort of,
Well, it's what's their reason to watch?
yeah, love it.
Like, if you want to communicate with people, and that's what I believe social media is about, it is called social after all. So, if you're going to take the time to actually do it and want to do it properly, take the time to provide value for them and become known as that, not just as the guy that's there. I work with one agent who does a brilliant monthly wrap-up video. It's 7 minutes long. In that this day and age, that's unheard of. It gets more views than all the other agents that are doing the short, sharp ones because he's done it for so long that it's got its customer base there that watch it, which, after all, in a long burning game, that's really what you should be doing.
Love it. And that's once again coming back to that consistency piece. Once
Yep.
again, once a month, 7 minutes, the audience know what they're going to get. They've got some value
And he
bombs in
loves it
there.
now because he walks into the studio and does it and leaves. So for him, what used to be him having to do it and edit it and muck around and everything, he walks in here now, we have his backdrop ready, he does it, he leaves. He gets a link 3 days later with a video for him to approve or review, and then it's gone and it's out public to him. So it's taken 10 minutes of his time to record it. Give him half an hour to write it because he does write it, he doesn't chat GPT it.
So let's talk about that for a minute, right? What have you seen as a lot of the big changes over these last couple of years in relations to video content, chat GPT, for example? Like what are those big sort of things that you've noticed over these last couple of years?
ChatGPT is obviously a big thing at the moment, and everyone's AI is the buzzword. So it's one of those things. I was sitting down with my business coach last night, and we were talking about the impact that it has. Because if it's coming for any industry, it's content production, and it's going to come for that pretty hard. So how are we staying different? We were going through that, and he said to me, he goes, well, we've got to trust human faith that if it's something that you take the time to write, people will take the time to read or watch. You can't take the time to write it, then why would people take the time to watch it? And it gave me a bit of a different view for, I've always believed AI is not coming for the story-driven based stuff. But a lot of the short form content that we create is probably going to be AI or app based in the next 5 to 10 years at the longest.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, interesting. And then like looking at, you mentioned before about, the agent coming in and before he was editing, before he or she, before they were editing, and they're doing it on themselves. How has that transitioned over the years in relations to, you know, I'm a big believer of know your lane and just go really well in it and not try and do too many things. Otherwise you're doing too many things at 10% rather than just focusing on one of, you know, your main lane. How have you seen that changed over the last couple of years of going, hey, Clint, mate, let's get the studio sorted up. Let's rock and roll. What have you noticed over these last couple of years around that?
I haven't noticed it so much recently, but I think it's because a lot of the clients that we work with have been with us for so long that we've conditioned them into that on just give us an hour of your time and we'll give you your month's worth of content back. So you don't really have that reason to not just get it done. And I've sat down with plenty of them as well. Like we talk about brand awareness. Some people are still doing the continuous letterbox drops. Like we've got to do four letterbox drops a week. No, like calm down. Maybe instead of investing that money, have a look at part of that in video. And that's not saying DLs don't have their place as well. Like everything's got its place, but have a look at the reach in some areas and where it can be different and what you can do with some of that structure. But it's been a real educational process for us on the best way to create content with real estate agents because generally, and I don't want to stereotype, most real estate agents are a transactional kind of person. So it's cool. I'm giving you this. What am I getting in return? So we've found that's the best way to communicate with most of them, which makes it fun when you're trying to soften them and get their story out of them. So it's a good balance.
Very true. Very true. I love it. I love it. Where and just on that, so where do you see then, besides the whole AI thing, where do you see it moving forward to say the content and the videoing over the next 12 months? Where do you see, are there any flavors? Are there any insights? Are there any sort of like, oh, you know, more of this or more of that over the next 6 to 12 months?
I think we'll see the continuation of short form content because it is being consumed. The audience consuming it is growing older. So even though I still don't believe the main target of some of the shorter form content is people in the right age bracket to necessarily be targeting, I do see that that will continue to grow. But I think the agents that are going to do it well are still going to have that solid base that comes back to it. So even though they've caught your, like they've found you on TikTok, the people that are genuine are generally checking well past that. So they want to see the YouTube, the website, all of that behind it, and having who you actually are, not just that attraction piece media, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's that story, right? That's that connection piece, which is so important because it's, as you said, I was talking to someone the other day. Yeah, it's, you know, though we're talking, it was a client actually talking about that instant gratification and wanting something now. And the industry itself is so go, go, go so fast. And it's like there is that tendency to really speed up. But we're talking something outside of the industry, you know, some relationship stuff, and it's the ability to have some patience in that. And so it was like, oh, it's like, okay, let's dive into this patient piece and let's unpack that. And so that's the whole story in itself, because that comes across to the audience. That comes across. It's not just a transaction, as you said. It's how do we build that person into that relationship? Because, you know, they might have one, two, three, four properties, but they also refer and so forth and so forth. So that's so important. I love that. I love that.
I found it interesting the other day. I was at a real estate conference and everyone was talking, and it was asked everyone to talk about different departments on what they would do in departments that they weren't in if they were to change things over the next 5 years. There was 100 plus real estate agents in the room, and one of them made the comment that was a personal touch based. Every other one that was asked was, I would automate this, I would AI that, I would. It's going to be the people in a people business that continue to shine through. Video is just a great medium to show, let that person shine through to a wider audience, if that makes sense.
So makes sense. I love that. I love that. So what's some exciting projects? You got any exciting projects coming up for you over the next 6 to 12 months? Anything that you're working on
We're
at the moment?
mid-editing a package that we're doing for the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Association, where we go up and assess reefs for them and do a bunch of footage. And so that's leading to some stuff. November, we're back in Fiji with Shangri-La. doing some footage for that. Next April, we've got four Shangri-Las in the Philippines that we're doing, which
Wow.
works great because I some of my team's there, and so it just all flows through. I can actually go and really have some fun with those ones, and it is my
Awesome.
favorite hotel in the world, so.
It's a nice gig there. Very nice
It
gig
is, but
there.
it's the age-old thing. You're like, okay, cool. I'm going to this beautiful hotel. It's just another beautiful view through a camera. So at some point, you're like, man, this is work.
Love it. Love it.
But
So
look,
what we
hoping to
got?
grow a bunch of YouTube stuff with some agents. I do believe at the moment YouTube's where there can be a lot of growth for some people, because YouTube Shorts is a thing that is a searchable. So reels and TikToks and everything, if you wanted them searchable, well, that's what YouTube Shorts is. And it's where I'm seeing a lot of people getting a lot of growth at the moment. So I'm having some fun playing with that and hoping to see some good results from people doing it soon.
Great nugget, great gold nugget there. I love that. So what we got is a 60-second quick quiz to find out some quick questions to find out a little bit more about yourself. Are
Okay.
you ready?
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Favorite movie?
Tombstone.
Ooh, favorite food?
Beef rib tacos.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Favorite holiday destination?
Well, I said there's 7,000 islands in the Philippines. Oh, I've only done 6,900 of them, so Philippines.
I love it. What's your morning routine?
Morning routine, gym, 5 a.m. every morning, home, grab my breakfast, sit at the table across the road at the beach, eat that, home, take boy to school, into studio.
Beautiful evening routine.
Chill with the boy, wind down, make sure the team's wrapped up because they work different time zones, and then 10 pages of a book and out.
Love it, love it. If you could choose five inspirational people to have dinner with, who would they be? They could be either dead or alive.
Well, that's a deep one. I don't know on that one. Gary V, because I love the way he's twisted to patience at the moment from hustle. Michael Jordan, the guy that the Jordan movie's about, the one who actually functioned the deal, not Phil Knight, but the medium guy, Muhammad Ali, and my grandfather.
Oh, love it. Love it. If you were Prime Minister for the day, what's one thing that you would change?
Hand the reins to my wife. I'd just go, no, I don't want to deal with this. You have fun. I'll tell the story of how you did it.
It. Oh, I love it. That's a really cool delegation there.
Yeah.
What's the best piece of advice?
I've only sort of received it in the last few days. So that what's relevant to me at the moment is not just don't think of what I'm saying or how I'm saying it, think of how it's interpreted. How could they be hearing what I'm saying rather than what am I actually saying?
Beautiful. That's deep. That is deep. I love that. Woo! Shivers that one. Wow, cool. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. So you've got an amazing thing that you'd like to offer the listeners on this, which is 50 video ideas for real estate agents. What a great tool, because a lot of the times I hear, I don't know what to do, or I don't know what to say. How do we like? And so here, what I'm guessing, it's a menu for to choose from. Tell us a little bit more about it.
It's if a video guy can come up with 50 video ideas for a real estate agent in about 10 minutes, I'd like to think you can come up with the rest to be able to do it. But essentially, this gives you no excuse to not at least have one video a week go out and just do it. Like it's a checklist ticket. Pick what's sort of relevant to you and have a look. I do believe that you should be doing more than that, but there's one at least that you can just answer because you only need to find that one person that it does reach and it can be something for you. So try it. What have you got to
Love it.
lose?
Love it. So jump on in the description in the comments below. We'll have the link so you can jump on, download that, and get use of that straight away. So Clint, how can the audience also get in contact with you? What's the best way?
Best way is through the website. Just jump on, book a call, and we do it as a strategy call because anyone that we work with, I want to know who they are as well. The same as you want to know who I am, I want to know who you are. And we sit down and have a look at what your goals are for video longer term. Like, there's no point ringing me and going, hey, I just want to make this one video. It doesn't work. I'm telling you, I don't think if you invest in one video, it's going to work. If you want to sit down and have a discussion with someone and actually build a plan for how to do it, if you walk away with the plan and because you live in Perth, cool, go do it and get your local company to do it. It will work. But if we're in a spot where we can help you out, cool, we'll come and help you make it all as well.
Love it. Love it. So John, jump on the video there, myvideoproducer.com.au. Clint, awesome legend. Thank you for your time, energy, and expertise. Really appreciate it, mate. Looking forward to catching up soon.
Always happy to chat. Talk to you soon.